Hello, my name is Roper, and thank you for speaking with me today. I'm conducting interviews to learn more about the experiences, traditions, and values of the Latin or Caribbean community in Ottawa. Your insights are very important, and I appreciate your participation. Before we begin, I want to confirm that your participation in this interview is entirely voluntary.
Yes, that is right.
You may skip any questions that you feel uncomfortable answering, and your responses may be used to gain better understanding of and the support for the community. Do you consent to participating in this interview?
I do.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, we've spoken about this before, and we're just gonna dive in since we've already, caught up and warmed up a bit. So I'm gonna start asking you about your country. Like, what is your country of origin?
My country of origin is Brazil.
Brazil. And what brought you to Ottawa?
I moved to Ottawa when I was 12, so about 9 years ago, because we were just like looking for a safer place to live, and my mother had interest in learning English a little bit more, and she also really wanted to study at a place called Le Cordon Bleu, which is like a culinary school, and they specifically have one like the one that they have in Canada, I believe, is in Ottawa. Like there's one here in Ottawa. I don't know if it's the only one, but there's one here. So she wanted to go to this one. So that was like originally why we moved here.
Oh, I know Le Cordon Bleu is near our university. It's on Laurier Avenue.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's and I know it's a special school, and you can only find a few in the world.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And it's so small too, like, and they're so strict. So, but yeah, she really wanted to attend. She's a chef, so she loves all that.
Oh. And do you have any family here?
No. No, like no blood family other than my mom and my sister.
So, did your mom manage to get into Le Cordon Bleu?
Yes.
She
She already
did. Oh.
graduated. Like she graduated in 2019.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm glad she achieved her dream. It's not easy in a new country.
yeah.
Do you live in a Latin or Caribbean community or neighborhood where people speak Spanish or Portuguese and celebrate various occasions?
Like that question is a little bit difficult in a way because I feel like Brazilian people mainly like they're so scattered everywhere. Like for example, my mom, she works at Algonquin College, so it makes more sense for us to live close to Algonquin College. But like I know a lot of Brazilians that live in Orleans, some that live in Canada. So it's like I don't think like the community itself is like in a specific location per se. Like there are a lot of events that I know that happen specifically like for like Brazilian events. Like there was one just now for Carnival that are hosted. There are like some Brazilian stores now, which is nice. But like I wouldn't say like there is a community bound by like a specific into a specific neighborhood. So like in my neighborhood, there are people from India, there are people from like Canada, there are people from like a lot of places. So it's like not like no, but also like we have all these people in Ottawa.
That's interesting. What celebrations are most important to you?
To me, like if I talk about Brazilian celebrations, I think like the one that I most enjoy is called São João, which is basically like a party. It's in June. It's well, originally I guess it's to celebrate Saint John. And there's like in that time period, there's like Saint John, Saint Peter, and whatnot, but we mainly celebrate St. John, and it's a huge festival in schools and stuff. It's like we have a lot of foods made of corn, and things like that. Like personally, I love Christmas. We have a huge Christmas and like culture in Brazil. Brazil is a Christian country, so like Easter and Christmas are a big thing. I'm Christian, so like Christmas and Easter are like the most important holidays for me. I love them. And yeah.
Oh, great. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, you know, that
Yeah.
Brazil was a Christian country. Yeah, that's
It
nice
is, yeah.
information. Yeah. And you should invite me to the June celebrations next
Yeah,
time.
they're the best. They're so good. And like the food is literally the best thing in the world.
Really? I
Yeah.
like corn. Like where I come from, we eat a lot of corn, and I think I would really enjoy the food with corn.
Oh, I'm sure you would then. It's so good. We have like different cakes and all these things. It's so good.
Oh yeah, I'll hold you onto it.
Okay.
Invite. Can you describe a typical day in your community? I understand you don't live like in a particularly like a Latin or Caribbean community, but maybe you can just describe to me like a typical day in your in the community that you're living in right now.
Like, let me think. It's 'cause it's a, like that's a little bit of a difficult question also because it's like it bounds like 'cause I feel like each person like mostly in the society that we live in, it's like where you go to work, you like have dinner and whatever, but like I could describe like certain aspects that I feel like would be different for like Brazilians. So like most Brazilians I know, we need like in Canada, I feel like it's the main meal of the day would be dinner. I feel like there's always like a bigger meal at dinner time, but for, in Brazil that would be lunchtime, like around noon, and we always like eat beans. Like Brazil, like it's a funny joke that we have there. Like we always eat beans. Like they call it real food. Like. Oh no, but like they would not count, for example, a burger as real food. That would be like a snack, you know, like real. Like when they say it's lunchtime, they want real food, which would be rice, beans, like meat, things like that. But like here in Canada, it's really hard to say like a typical day because mostly like for like immigrants, I feel like the life is just so hard, so much harder. Like for a typical day for my life right now that I'm a permanent resident is a lot different than my day was like when I wasn't one. So when we first got here, my mom, she had to work a lot. Like she wanted to study at Le Cordon Bleu, like I mentioned, but when we decided that we wanted to get the residence to like stay in Canada, that was harder because then she started having to do Algonquin College because that's one of the immigration programs. Like you have to do like 2 years of college and then you get the PGWP, which is just like the work permit afterwards for a year, and then you can apply.
Oh,
But for us, like we had to, she had to work in the college, and then she also worked outside of it on top of full-time classes on Algonquin College and then classes at Le Cordon Bleu. So she was like having 60 to 80 hour weeks, like with all that. Like the immigrant life is a lot more like difficult, I would say. Like if we look at it like how what a typical day looks in our community, like if it's a recent immigrant, it looks like a full day of work with not a lot of like break times, I would say.
Yeah, I understand that because I'm an immigrant myself and I used to work the same hours just
Yeah.
to make ends meet before I became a permanent resident too. So
Yeah,
yeah, I
exactly. And
understand.
like now it's even harder. You raised a, like a point right now, like the prices are so much higher, like that you have to work even harder.
Yeah, can hardly afford stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Anyway, on to the next question. The next three questions are going to be focused on your cultural identity and heritage. So,
Okay.
how do you celebrate your heritage?
I feel like I don't like specifically go about celebrating my heritage. I think it's just like a part of me. Like the part that's there is there. Like for me, it's like the part that's there, it's there. The part that isn't, then, well, that's kind of okay. That's okay. Like every person is different, you know? For me, like I really like music from my country. So like I listen to that a lot. Food is a big thing. Like I recently found that like No Frills, they were selling like different Brazilian products that I missed so much, like from Brazil. So like
Really?
yeah, I was so happy like getting those. Like that's just so nice. Like oh my gosh. So that's like one way I guess like you could say I'm celebrating. I mainly speak Portuguese at home. Like with my mom, I only speak Portuguese because she just prefers Portuguese. With my sister, it's a little bit harder because she got here when she was six. I was 12 and she was six when we got here. So like she kind of like stuck more to the English aspect, and I noticed like I speak with her mainly in English. Yeah, but like I feel like I kind of you could say like I have the best of both worlds in a sense, because like with my English I was able to pick it up really easily because I got here with 12 when I was 12. And like I can see like different aspects of like Canadian way of life, like and I guess I have some of that because I grew up here essentially, like my teenage years were here. But I can like I think because I moved when I was already 12, then like the Brazilian culture was pretty much ingrained in me already. So like a lot of the way like a lot of my like the way I behave, what I like, my principles and things like that. I think like it ties back to that culture.
I think you're the lucky one. You're the middle. You're the middle between your mom and your sister, because you're fluent in both cultures. Like you fluidly cross the divide.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a nice place to be. You get to benefit from both Brazil and Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you've answered what the values that you hold most dear as a member of the line, but let me just ask it. What are some of the values that you hold most dear as a member of the Caribbean Latin community?
Like, I feel like this answer is gonna be a little bit different for me because I don't like, for me, the basis of my principles of who I am go down to Jesus and like me being Christian and a follower of Jesus. So like the principles I hold most dear are what is in the Bible. Are then it goes down to love your God above all else and love your neighbor as yourself. So that's what it goes down to. Like I yeah, exactly. Like those are my principles, you know, like if you those are the principles I try to live by. And yeah, like I try to live by and believe. That's my belief system for as to what comes in like in like to my Brazilian part. I guess it would be like, honestly, I'm not 100% sure. It's like it's like hard to think deep and like think about it, but I think we're very family centered. Like I'm very close with my mom, I think because of it. Yeah, like
I think love your neighbor as you love yourself kind of sums up every other thing. Like if you love your neighbor, you won't steal, you won't kill, you know what I
right,
mean?
exactly. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all the morals are in there.
Yeah.
What foods do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase them?
Sorry, can you repeat?
What foods do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase the groceries?
Oh yeah, so luckily, like I mentioned, at No Frills now, like they're selling like different Brazilian products. So I was able to find like that. There's like a specific soda that I really like. It's called Guaraná, and it's made with a fruit from the Amazon, like found in the Amazon rainforest. And it's amazing. And they used to sell it in different Brazilian like websites, but it was like a lot more expensive and a lot more difficult to find. But like now they're literally selling it at like the grocery store, which is amazing. There's this other food that I really love called coxinha, which is like I don't like it's a chicken. Think of like a croquette, but it's like different. Like a little bit different. It has a specific shape to it too. And it's made of chicken. I also really like brigadeiro, which like is so easy to make at home. You just need condensed milk and like chocolate. Yeah. Like I think those ones are my favorites.
You should bring me some of these to taste.
I definitely should, yes.
We're creating a website for sharing community stories. How likely would you or your family and or your family be likely to use it?
I think like to just hear other stories or like to share more stories.
Like, how would you like to use the website? What features would make it more accessible and
Oh,
engaging?
sorry, like I think maybe like having sections for different cultures and like maybe separating, like maybe showing that there's like it's not just one Latin American culture. Like each of these cultures have like so much to add and they have so many different aspects to them. Like even in Brazil, within Brazil, like we have like 26 states. Like each state has such a like a different cult, like little different cultures. Like we have many regions in Brazil. Like each region basically has its own little culture. So like it's pretty much the same with Latin America if you think about it. Like Colombian culture is complete like very different from Mexican. We essentially like we hold like some of the same values like family wise and things like that. But they each have like their unique like they're each unique countries and they have unique characteristics that should be like made known. I also feel like when people talk a lot about Latin America, they tend to forget about Brazil because we're like we speak a different language than the rest of the countries, but we are still like the largest country in Latin America, and I think like it should be talked about more, maybe. So like I think like just giving like every single country like importance and like every single culture importance, like the same amount of importance would be nice.
I hear you. Do you have any suggestions on what should be posted or how we can better serve the co community?
Like with the interviews or
Like with the website.
with the
On the website, do you have any suggestions? But I think you've gone through it when you were talking about how we should the website should showcase each culture as different and as unique as they are. Like in
yeah.
I
Yeah,
think you've
exactly.
already
Like maybe
spoken
like for
about that.
example having like a section about different like holidays, because like when you talk about Brazil, the only holiday that people know is Carnival. We have so many more that are like so fun and interesting and have such a like a cool history behind. Like it would be nice maybe to like have like these kinds of things like in pictures and like maybe like small explanations. It would be like nice also like maybe to get like more input from like more and more people like from the community, essentially like making the website like a bigger thing and like getting to hear like more voices from the community as to like and like to also like to celebrate these different cultures. It would be nice, you know, to like ex talk about them, like explain the background and stuff like that.
Oh, sounds really good. Do you have any comments or concerns before we close?
No,
You don't think so?
I don't think
Thank you so much for sharing your story with me, and you were thorough. You shared some deep insights, and your experiences and insights will help us better understand and support your community. I truly appreciate your time and participation.
so. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.